you're a local business, then you're going to want to watch this if you want more customers. So what's up? My name is Lucas. This is the Marketabilities Podcast by Growing Media Marketing. We're all about helping you launch, develop, and learn more things about you and your business, maybe about marketing, maybe about life, whatever. We kind of have a little bit of all of it. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can attract more local clients, more local customers. If you have a brick and mortar, or maybe you just want to do more for your community. Maybe you don't necessarily need to do business on locally. And maybe you do a lot of it online or remotely or whatever, but maybe you're like, man, I really want to help my community with what I'm doing. I feel like it could really impact. Either way, this is going to help you so much. Okay. So we're going to run through five different things. Okay. So first one is, we're going to call it your local funnel. So your local funnel is, you know, basically if you guys don't know what the marketing funnel is, it's like a, you know, a step of things that happens once someone clicks on a link or whatever. So, you know, basically I'm going to use the plumber analogy. And if you guys have been watching any of these episodes, you guys know that I love using the plumber analogy. It just works, but it makes the most sense. So someone types into Google, hey, best plumber near me. Okay. And if you don't pop up in the first like three search terms, you're most likely not going to get clicked on. Okay. And that's dependent on your SEO. So, you know, and that's, we're going to dive into that. That's like step two or three or something. Anyways, you know, basically step one is creating a system to where you can be discovered, because if people don't know you exist, they can't work with you. And often there's a lot of sucky businesses out there. We've all dealt with them. But you know, their SEO was good and you clicked on the first link that popped up and you just went with it. And then you're like, wow, this was dumb, but it didn't really matter because they had good SEO. So if you know businesses that are like yours in the area that are not actually helping people and just trying to make money, this is your chance to be in front of them and actually help people. Now, I'm not saying that they need to be taken down or anything, but maybe they do need to be taken down. Anyways, number two is your Google business profile really needs to be checked. So every, like if you don't even have your setup, you need to get it set up. You need to be on the Google search list, because like you want to pop up on Google Maps, you want to pop up in all these places. So like, you know, you can set like on the Google, business profile, you can set your area of where you work. And so that whenever your people do type in, you do pop up. Like if you are a plumber, like you want to pop up on the map. You want to at least be available. You know what I mean? Because if someone's having an emergency of sorts and you are actually the closest to them, but you're not on the Google Maps or Google search, then they'll just find someone else. They'll find the person who is 3 miles away rather than you being 1 mile away. So get this set up. Make sure you have these things set up on your Google profile. I have a list. Okay. So your primary category. So, like literally what's the main thing that you do that? And like, that's what you want to put on there. Your service area, which is what we talked about, and your address. So where people can find you in case you're, you know, plumbers, you don't really need people to walk in your door, but for, a business that like a health food store or something, like you want people walking in your door. People need to know where to find you, how to type in your address, how to map themselves there. Photos. So like high quality photos, like you've seen Google business profiles online and they like, are there's like one or two photos or there is, only photos from Google reviews or, you just threw up the first photo you ever took of your business. Terrible. Don't do that. Like you want to give people a look inside. You want to give people a look of what you do. You want to show like a before and after, if you're like a plumber or like, if you're like a restaurant, you want to show the interior. You want to show shots of the food, maybe get some good shots of your staff, like making them look friendly. you want to even maybe throw in like a video or two of you know, you hired a really cool marketing agency called Growing Media Marketing, and they came out and filmed an incredible commercial so that people can actually get a look inside of your restaurant before they even show up. And they're already enticed to go there because they watched a cool video. Anyways, you know, lots of things. And just make sure you have, you know, your menu and all sorts of things, like everything that you do, even some of your pricing. Like if you don't want people to be surprised by your prices, depending on the business that you're in, just post that, put that all up there so that people actually know what they're getting into before they show up. So your time's not being wasted and their time's not being wasted. Okay. Number three. So after you have your Google business profile made, you need reviews on there. Like if you really want to rank above other people, you need to have reviews. And so to get good reviews, you have to do good work, period. I'm going to say that again. To get good reviews, you have to have good work. And so if you've been doing business for a little bit and you're just now starting your business Google page, go ask all your previous customers to go please leave a review, and maybe offer them something in return. Maybe they like give you $50 off the next time you need a plumbing service, or here's a coupon to come in the store or whatever. You know, just ask, you know, give some sort of incentive for the review. But if you can get a bunch of 5-star reviews on Google, you're going to get picked way more, because nowadays, just for example, like when me and my family are traveling and we're looking for places to eat, we don't necessarily want to eat at the same old places. We don't eat at Subway or McDonald's or something, which we never eat at McDonald's or Subway. Anyways, you get what I'm saying. Like, we don't want to eat at the same places every single time. We want to try new things. And so what do? We don't look at the first thing that pops up on Google. We look at the reviews. The reviews are telling. And it's usually easy to spot fake reviews. You know, people are leaving very generic responses or not leaving responses at all and just leaving 5 stars. But, you know, it's been a game changer from us going into a restaurant or not. 100%. And maybe the restaurant was great and maybe they just had some bad customers. But it was definitely a telltale sign of where we go whenever we're traveling. And so I know this was kind of directed at local people in like brick and mortar, but like if you do have a traveler, or if you live in a place where you have a lot of tourism, like here in Marion where we're located, it is blowing up. There's going to be so much more tourism happening here, and you need to be ready for that. You need to be prepared for that. You want people to come to your place to eat, to dine, to use your facility, whatever, like in need. You need to be prepared for that. You need to have reviews available. You need to have people basically saying, hey, you can trust these people. That's what reviews are for, is that being like, is, you know, having that pivotal trust factor, that if someone who doesn't know you and has no idea if you're going to do what you say you're going to do, pays you to do something, like that's because of the reviews that were left. Or, I mean, sometimes it's because they don't have any other choice. Anyways, and then not to mention, like, the more 5-star reviews you have, it actually boosts you in the rankings anyway. Okay, anyways. And then the next thing, for your website, you need to have your search engine optimization, your SEO, on your website to be catering towards your local community. So you need to be putting in, like, you know, it's like we're from Southern Illinois, so we need to have Southern Illinois. Like if we were trying to attract a bunch of businesses in our region, we need to put Southern Illinois SEO words, type words into our website. Same for you. So you put your region, put your town, so that whenever people do a Google search, your SEO is going to help you pop up. So if someone says, you know, Marion, Illinois plumber, whoever pops up first is because they have really good SEO built in on their website that's local to Marion, Illinois. And then the last thing is track what matters. Like if you know, you're changing things on your SEO, you're changing reviews, and you're getting all this stuff going, and you all of a sudden see like you're getting less traffic to your social media or something like that, or whatever, mainly is the actual call to action. So like on your web pages, if you actually have a real call to action where people can get a hold of you and get a quote or be like, hey, you know, I really liked this thing that you posted. How can I get it? If those things are actually resulting in revenue, because that's what really matters. Like here at Growing Media, we don't really measure the vanity metrics as much, like the views and the likes and stuff like that, because ultimately that stuff doesn't matter if you're getting, you know, customers, if you're getting people who are paying you to do the thing that you want to do to make money and to grow. So measure those things, like measuring the things that actually matter, right? Like most of the time, it doesn't matter how many views you get unless you're some sort of entertainment channel. But if you're a business just trying to get more customers, you're going to create content. You're going to create things that your customer would want to see, not every single person. So if you're like, man, this just didn't get very many views, but it brought me in 5 more customers, then that's a freaking win. Like I don't like that. You didn't lose at that at all. You actually won at that because it brought in the people who wanted to work with you, who needed you, who are perfect for your, you know, clientele for your business. So, yeah, don't overlook like the SEO and stuff because people use Google. Like people are picking up their phone, they're typing in Google, hey, where can I find the best this or that? Where can I find tacos that aren't Taco Bell? You know what I mean? Like what, how are people supposed to know, you know? And it's funny because there are even people in this area who just, they're not very well connected in the community and everything. So they don't, and it's probably most places where it's like, you just don't know. Like there's so many things now. There's so many businesses. They don't know which one's the best. They've never had to use a business like this before. They've decided, hey, I want to do something else with my life. I want to change things. It's the new year and they're making new decisions, but they got to find new people to work with and help them make those decisions. So, yeah, just make sure your SEO is intact. If you guys don't know how to do any of this, it's okay. We got you. Reach out to us at growingmediamarketing.com. We can help you guys with all of this. We work within any budget and we would absolutely love to help you. So reach out to us and we'll see you on the next podcast.